You're listening to Real Public Radio News, produced at 95.3 FM, KBFR in Boulder, Colorado, on the web at www.kbfr.org. This is ZT interviewing Ascendant Master Maitreya.
You're listening to 95.3 FM. This is ZT, and we will be talking with Master Maitreya, hopefully very soon here.
Good day, Master. Can you hear me okay? Yes, I can hear you. I can hear you. Let me...
I understand you have some questions.
Yeah. I actually have a few questions for you. I was going to talk for a little while, and then I have some other people at our station here who would like to ask some questions, too.
Please go ahead.
Okay. The first thing I'm interested in, I'm reading on your website that you're one of the Ascendant Masters. And I was wondering if you could tell me what the Ascendant Masters are and kind of what role they play in the universe.
Well, can I say to you that there are what you would term thousands of masters, what you term Ascendant. There are not just a few of us, there are thousands of us. We are souls who have moved forward from the earth plane, and we have what you would term educated ourselves to a higher level of spiritual awareness. And we vibrate at a very high rate of energy. That is why we have to channel through people such as Mark.
Okay. So at one time you used to exist on the earth plane?
Oh, yes. Each one of us has had an incarnation so that we could experience the earth plane life.
Okay. So when you say that you vibrate with higher energy, can you explain to me what that means and how it's different than,
Yes, no problem at all.
Okay.
My channel, Margaret, has had to raise her vibration to connect with me. I did not go down to her. Do you understand that?
Okay.
My channel, Margaret, over a period of 10 years, and longer, in the beginning, has worked very hard to release any negative energy that she has. And as one releases the negative energy, then one raises one's vibration.
Okay.
And Margaret has raised her vibration so that she can now become one with me. We are one. She is not me, I am not her, and yet for the purpose of our work, we are one.
Okay. So what does it mean to have negative energy or to release negative energy?
Negative energy is connected to fear, insecurity, anger, lack of confidence.
Okay.
My channel had all of these, you know, and much more. But with the help of her partner, and with the help of us, over the last 10 Earth years, she has had to face her issues and let them go. And gradually, as she did so, she raised her vibration. Now, each one of you listening to this broadcast can do the same. It is not just her because, well, Margaret is destined to work with you. Everyone can raise their vibration to a higher level. But there is a battle between the self and the higher self, always. The self doesn't want to let go of what is termed the comfort zone. The self doesn't want to let go of the familiar. It does not like the higher self going into new energy and new experiences. And so always, with the spiritual development of raising the vibration, there is another battle going on, an inner battle between the self and the higher self.
Okay. Does that have a parallel in sort of modern psychology of id and superego, or is that a different concept?
Well, I would say yes to a degree.
Okay.
It is the battle that the Christians call with the devil.
With the devil.
Do you understand?
Yes.
The Christians have this concept that they have to battle Satan. They battle the devil. But the devil is the self. Satan is the self. That's all it is. And I have come to teach humanity how to change that. How
okay.
to make more of the higher self and to work with the self so that one can move higher out of the self race.
So are the masters preordained by the Creator? Is that your role in the universe, or?
Well, when you say preordained, not really. You earn your right as a master. You work in spirit.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, you leave the earth plane and you never come back. And then you never return to the earth plane. And then you work in the world of spirit. And eventually you become a higher being, an ascended master, with access to the ascended master's hall, living quarters, I suppose you'd call them.
Okay. Is the master's living quarters, is that what some people might think of as the afterlife, or is that also something different?
Yes, it's something different because the afterlife is spirit. It is the heaven, as many people know it. And it is a very beautiful place. But there is also, you know, I will tell you something that may surprise you.
Mm-hmm.
In the Christian Bible is a saying that Jesus said when he was asked about where he came from. And he said to his disciples, in my Father's house, there are many mansions.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he didn't say that. What he did say was, in my Father's house, there are many dimensions.
Ah.
But you see, humanity didn't pick up the dimension when the word was spoken. They had no understanding of dimension, as we in spirit do, and as you on the earth plane do now. There are many dimensions in the world of spirit.
So is heaven someplace souls wait then before they're reincarnated, or is that, again, a different idea?
No, it is a place. Can I say to you that if you do not fulfill your life mission,
mm-hmm.
mainly because of yourself, you return to spirit and you make a choice that you will either stay in spirit and work off your karma or lessons, because that is what karma is, it is lessons.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can return to the earth plane. and have another incarnation. But there comes a time when a soul doesn't have to return and doesn't have to work off any karma or lessons in spirit. And that is when one starts the path to ascension.
Okay. So are all souls created by God? And
yes. There was originally what is termed a seeding.
Mm-hmm.
What it was termed a seeding, the original soul. But you did not originate on this earth plane. And this causes great controversy. I believe that there is a society of beings who have just cloned or profess to have cloned a child who believe that humanity came from the stars.
That's true.
Yes, well, that is the truth. You did come from the stars. And if you look at my website, the writing from there, you will see where what it is all about, how it happened. It is a long story and would take too much time. You must remember I am using a human body, and the human body can only take my energy for a certain period of Earth time.
Okay. So let me move on to my next question then. I'm wondering if it's incorrect or if it's wrong for people to call you their savior.
No. I am only a teacher.
Only a teacher. Okay.
I am only a teacher, sir. I am here to help those in humanity who are looking for assistance.
Okay.
Or my followers, as you call them, the people who support me and support my work, are not allowed to solicit either funding or solicit disciples or anything like that. People come to me or my website or my courses because in their hearts they know they have. But they are not solicited, and I am nobody's savior. I cannot save you. You have to save yourself. But with spirit's help, with our help, you can save yourself.
Okay. I know you sort of addressed this already, but I'm wondering if you can sort of speak more to why masters choose to channel the people that they do. Is there any reason in particular why you chose to channel Margaret?
Well, we had worked many incarnations before.
Okay.
And she has been my channel on a number of occasions in past incarnations. And so we worked into a degree quite well together. It was just that Margaret had a very strong self and a very determined attitude in those past incarnations. And when there is a strong self, one cannot follow the directions from spirit.
Okay. Makes sense.
And the directions from spirit, sir, mean that we tell you the next step of what to do and how to do it. We never tell you anything that you will turn negative, but the self often has its own ideas. And I say to Margaret, I don't say it so much now, but in the beginning I said to Margaret when we worked together, there can only be one boss.
Right.
You see, when there are two bosses, there is a conflict of interest. So that Margaret had to learn to trust me. And she had to learn to let go of her own desires.
Okay.
That does not mean to say you lose your free will. It just means to say she does a job, we work together, and she is rewarded for that in the peace of mind that she has in her life.
So how is it that normal people can work with spirit to improve their life?
First of all, we cannot, we are working very hard on the earth plane through people like John Edwards, Sylvia Brown, and all of the other channels and media to help humanity realize there is another side to life.
Mm-hmm.
But you see, humanity is very much a logical society. Left brain, I think you would call it. Give me proof is what you say.
Mm-hmm.
And it is very hard for us in spirit to give proof. For we are in disincarnate. We are not in bodies. We are light, energy, light beings. And to communicate with us in this level that Margaret is doing, one has to go through much training.
Mm-hmm.
And many people can't handle the training. Because in the beginning, it means giving up one's own self. But if you can go through the training and face the demons within you, you can then work with us on a higher level. And we can use you in many, many areas. I, for instance, in here in Australia, there is the Lord Mayor of a certain town whose wife is, I would say, a confidant of mine and a believer in me.
Mm-hmm.
And her husband, could I have water? Do you mind if I stop?
Yeah, please.
Partake of fluid. It is very hot in this room. The air is dry.
Yeah, please do whatever you need to do.
Thank you. That's fine. This gentleman is a Lord Mayor of a city and a very spiritual man. And one day he will become either a Premier or a Prime Minister and will, down the track, work with people on a spiritual level in politics.
Mm-hmm.
We have a young woman in Germany who has been a student, who is a teacher, and through her teaching, she is teaching a different way, a different way of life. You would be amazed at where we are working. It is not just as healers, and through healers, and through readers, and through that kind of thing.
So you're also working through politicians, or at least people So I'd like to move on to some more specific questions from your site, if that's okay with you.
Yes, please.
I was reading one of the questions someone asked on your site about Billy Graham, and I think you had said something to the effect that he helped move people to a higher vibration. And
Many years ago, yes.
Okay. Because it would seem that much of, I guess, the fundamentalist Christians are, you know, their philosophy is sort of at variance with yours.
Of course it is. And I am termed the devil by many, and I am termed the Antichrist by many. Because I have such modern views.
I see.
But I frighten them, you see, because they are entrenched in their belief system. And that is fine. There's nothing wrong in that.
I see. What is it, do you think, that about you that makes them so afraid?
Because I speak the truth, that they have much fear. You must remember that Margaret, my channel, was a Christian for many years.
Mm-hmm.
And when she was 21 years of age, she opened the door, or the door opened for her, to work her spirituality. But mm-hmm. she was so afraid. And it took until she was 35 years of age and literally brought to her knees, where she had to turn to God and ask God for help, when God turned round and said, "Oh, so you're listening, are you?"
Mm-hmm.
But for 15, 16 years, she fought and was in fear of using her gift. She would go to bed at night and beg God to take it away. Finally, we actually engineered a being to meet her, to be friends with her, from the Baha'i faith.
Mm-hmm.
And the Baha'i faith at that time was Margaret's savior, because they taught Margaret had been in fear of God, even though in her heart she loved God. The Christian faith had taught her to fear.
Mm-hmm.
And God is love, my son. God is love, not fear, not hatred. God is love. And through the Baha'i faith, she began to see a different side to what you would term religion. And
okay.
For 4 Earth years, she studied the writing, but she could not agree with the writing because they do not advocate reincarnation. Everything else she could accept, but she knew from her own lifetime experiences and her own vision that she had lived previous incarnations.
Mm-hmm.
And so she moved on from the Baha'i faith. And we led her to the spiritual church. But again, the spiritual church was connected to the church, which she did not want a part of. And so then she moved out into finding her own way. And that is where I came in to a degree.
That makes sense.
Many Christians have great fear. For instance, Margaret's husband, Peter, his daughter is a born-again Christian. Imagine that.
The black
sheep.
He
has a daughter in New Zealand who is a born-again Christian. And she, although she is civil to Margaret and speaks good of Margaret, she does not want to know her.
I see.
So it leads to much friction within the family.
I see.
It is a very complex question, this question of why Christians are afraid of me. And I could say it is because of one particular thing, but it is a question of many, many things. It is belief. It is fear. It is conditioning. But they are where they need to be at that point of time. Yes, we do get fanatics who hate me, and they write the most malevolent death threats and horrible letters to us. But you see, we have no fear. And when you have no fear, nothing can harm you.
I see. I'd sort of like to move on to another a few other topics, and then I'm going to let some of the other DJs here ask a few questions, if that's all right with you.
Yes, please.
Okay, I'd like to talk, I guess, briefly about how astrology relates to what you're doing. And specifically, I was very curious about what you call a natal chart.
Yes.
And that's supposed to be a chart that can tell you what your soul has decided to do before you were reincarnated. Is that correct?
Yes, that before you incarnate on the earth plane, you choose your life. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, you do. You choose your life. And a good astrologer can go back in your childhood and go back in your life with your natal chart and tell you everything that you've done and will do in the future.
Why is it that, or how is it that a natal chart can give you this information?
Because you choose the time of your birth,
okay,
and the planetary cycle of the planet influences you from the moment that you are born.
I see.
Can I say to you, sir, that if the moon can affect the tide, and the planting of fruit and vegetables and vegetation, the moon is a planet, and the effect of that planet has its effects on those things, then why should not other planets affect you also?
Seems to make sense.
It does make sense.
I know on the site, it said IQ can be determined by a astrological pattern. Does that mean that there's a better time for people to conceive if they want their children to be smarter, or is...
I don't recall that on the site.
Okay, it must have been my mistake.
I don't recall that. That would go against my teaching. No, but... For instance, if you are born between 12 noon and 2 p.m. in the Earth day, you are more likely to become a public figure.
Okay. Is that the only time that has a specific effect on what you do, or are there?
Well, people, for instance, I will give you an example of the 10th house,
okay,
which is the house of fame and fortune and success. You have a very famous personality over there, Oprah Winfrey.
Right.
She does a lot of work for us, you know.
Really?
And yet she doesn't know it.
Hmm.
But she has done more for changing the face of spirituality than any other person in a long time. She has her son in the 10th house, as does Richard Gere, the actor,
right,
the Buddhist, the supporter of Buddhism.
Right, I've heard about
as
that.
As did Marilyn Monroe.
I see.
And many other famous. And when you study astrology on the lines of the famous people and what they did, you will see there is a pattern.
Okay. I'd like to move on to the next topic. You said on your site that time is compacting. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
Can you...
Have you not noticed there is enough hours in the day?
Oh, I sort of thought it was just because I was getting lazier.
No. Can I ask? I shouldn't suppose, but people assume I know everybody on this earth plane. I know you are a young man.
Right.
But what is your age?
I'm 22.
Yes. You see, even those of your age are finding that there is not enough hours in the day. It used to be considered a situation with because you were old, you were past 40 and time was passing quicker. But it isn't, is it? The photon belt energy, which is over the Earth plane at the moment. And where you thought you had 24 hours in every day, you only now have 10.
I see. So the photon belt is what's causing time to compact.
Yes, and it is what's causing everything in the world to be the way it is. It is a cleansing. And can I say a healing?
Thank you. So why is it that it has a cleansing and healing effect on the Earth?
Because it is helping raise the vibration of the Earth plane.
Okay.
So, it can only be done this way.
So, kind of a strange question. I think you also said on the site that there'll be an age of no time.
Yes.
I know it's sort of, it might be a counterintuitive way to explain it, but is there a way that you can express in Earth time when the age of no time will occur? How long it will take us for the photon belt to reach that point?
On how humanity reacts.
Okay.
It is open to choice and to how quickly humanity reacts.
I see.
It can happen by the year 2020. It can take longer.
Okay. The last question I want to ask you, and then I think I'm going to hand you off to another DJ here, Egg. You say it's possible to communicate with other planes. Is that true?
Yes, it is.
How is it that someone can do that? And is there other planes other than where the Ascended Masters are that people on the Earth plane can communicate with?
Yes, well, there is only one place above the map. That is the dwelling of the ultimate being, or what you term as God.
Okay.
And it is a huge energy. It is, I suppose, what you would call the cosmic consciousness.
Okay.
A huge conglomeration of energy from each soul on the Earth plane. It knows everything. It knows your fear, your doubt, your insecurity. It knows your incarnations, your dreams, your wishes, your hopes. It knows you more intimately than you know yourself.
Okay.
But there are also other dimensions in the universe which are which contain energies beyond even the ultimate being. Humanity has yet to raise its vibration enough to connect with those energies.
When humanity, or assuming that humanity ever does raise its vibration high enough, what will it be like when we connect with those energies?
It will be heaven on earth.
I see. Well, I think if it's okay with you, I'm going to hand the phone over to Egg, if that's what he goes by on the air. Is that okay with you?
That is fine.
Okay.
I do not have a great deal of Earth time left in this body. Can I say to you, sir, that she did a video channeling with me last night?
And
that was quite lengthy for the website.
Okay, and that will
this
be...
This morning we did three very long healings, so she channeled me again, and she has been doing her website work with me, so she has not got a great deal of energy left.
Okay, well, if it's getting to be too tiring, feel free to do whatever it is you need to do if you need to stop the channel.
I can go a little longer.
Okay, this will be Egg on the phone here next.
Thank you.
Oops. Well, hello there.
Good evening, sir.
So I just had a few questions that happened. Curious about who the, how do exactly would your views be in regards to the Raelians and them cloning a child?
Well, can I say to you, I have no views on anybody.
Hmm.
And the simple matter of the fact is they are where they are doing what they are doing, and that is their, what you would term, thing. I cannot criticize them, neither can I condone them. They, excuse me, block your hysteric energy in my throat. They are there, and I have no comment on them. I do not comment on other groups or other individuals who work in different areas.
Ah, I understand.
But I do this deliberately because if I say, for instance, oh, they're wonderful, then there'll be half a dozen people who say, oh, no, no, they're horrible, if you understand. I don't have views, sir. I am just a teacher.
Ah, understood.
Thank you.
Now, in regards to raising our vibration,
Can I just ask, your voice is very low. Perhaps, Peter, could you do the sound more?
So yeah.
I can hear it.
Is this better?
That is better, thank you.
Okay. With raising our vibration, is that... Well, yeah, if you could tell me what lowers our vibration. I know you touched on fear. But are there people or forces at work who, I don't know, are there aims to lower?
Yes, there are. You see it in your cinemas every day. Violence, killing, and death, the negative side of life, if you could call it that. Just for instance, the Australian and the American child is exposed each day to at least 8 hours of violence on their television and in their movies and in their computer games. It is no wonder there are so many young people out there being accused of killing parents, killing other children. You ask for, are they negative? That is just one of them. Everything that you see that is a violence goes into the subconscious mind. Do you understand that?
I do.
And the subconscious mind stores it. And so when you get angry, because you are a human race to do this from time to time, then it uses this. It is a very difficult situation to control. But while the young people and the older people of today are watching what they are doing, you know, I was in Los Angeles with Margaret 1 year, and I did a channel in the apartment she lived in. And one person in the film industry, when she was confronted about the violence in film, said, oh, but it's only make-believe. But so many people believe in the reality of that it is real.
Hmm.
And it becomes real in the mind. That is just one of the things. the attitude that people have that they are not good enough, that they are not educated enough, you could turn negative because it keeps you holding back. It stops you from growing. It stops your vibration from raising itself. So many souls on the earth, they see themselves as lesser people. And yet each one of you is a divine spark of God. And each one of you has a talent that you can use. Each one of you is born with a talent. And yet many never use that talent.
So, what I notice you might be hinting at is that the process of learning or following our meaning raises our vibration?
Yes. Can I say to you also that raising one's vibration doesn't mean to say that one has to not enjoy life. Nor does it mean to say you have to be a vegetarian, stop drinking your wine, or smoking your cigarette, or doing whatever it is that you enjoy doing. Because as you raise your vibration, and you start to deal with the issues of your problems and troubles, you no longer need those substances. But I will tell you, sir, there are many who are termed spiritual, who really enjoy life. And that is what life is not meant to be miserable. It is meant to be happy. But society says you can't do this and you can't do that. Just look at your radio station, for instance. I say good on you for doing what you're doing. You should feel very proud of yourself because you're becoming your own master. You're not listening to society or humanity who are saying you shouldn't do this and you have to do it this way. You're doing it your way and good on you. But it is all about becoming your own master and listening to your own beat of the drum, so to speak.
So, how does this relate to karma?
Each one of you on your passing life has in incarnation either run away from things, not dealt with the fear of things, not spoken your truth quietly and clearly, have perhaps killed somebody, or done something to hurt somebody. Everything that you do, there is a cause and effect. What you give out, you get back. I also have another saying that like attracts like. So if you tend to be fearful and a worry a lot, you will attract those in your life who mirror that for you. But if you become positive and happy and do not worry and have no cares, then you will attract those kinds of people and they will mirror that for you. But if you do anything that hurts another or that causes distress to another, then that must be addressed. And you can either address it in this incarnation, and some souls do. For instance, you have seen them, they are in jail, they kill somebody they are high on drugs. But then they come out of jail and work in drug rehabilitation. That is the cause and effect of karma, of creating it and then repaying it. Do you understand that?
I do.
Thank you. I do try to answer in a simpler way as possible.
No, it's we thank you for it. Also, well, so it does cross the, I guess I could term this the incarnation boundary between lives.
Yes.
So when somebody dies, as it were, I don't know what you'd express that as.
We rejoice, sir.
Hmm.
We rejoice when a soul returns home.
Okay, so, but if they have not worked off all of their, well, not worked off, but if I should
then
term.
They have to return.
And they have to reincarnate?
Yes.
Okay.
So, that you say have to. They make a choice.
Huh. Okay.
See, the service and karma can also be worked out in the world of spirit. Service can be repaid in the halls of learning, or in the reception area, or in the grey areas where the souls who have committed atrocities place themselves because they cannot live with themselves. But it takes much courage to go to those areas and counsel those souls and free them.
I understand. Now, I believe that ZT has another question for you, if you want.
That is fine.
Okay.
Hello again. I realized that I never thanked you for coming on our show tonight, so I just wanted to make sure I did that.
It is a pleasure, sir. And any time that I can help you in any way, with perhaps another discussion, I would be willing to do so.
Okay. I'd definitely be interested. I sort of wanted to save some of this until the end, because it's sort of a forbidden topic, but I know you talked about sex and spirituality on your website.
Yes, I did.
And you, I think you said something to the effect of that men build tension, and then women would, you know, through sex help them release that tension. I was wondering if that sort of forbid any kind of same-sex relationships, or...
No. This is a very touchy subject with the Christians, you know.
I can imagine.
Oh, yes. It's an abomination to them. What is love, my son? If two souls, whether they be same sex or not, if they love each other, then what they do in the privacy of their own home is only for them.
I see.
And it is a very beautiful energy when it is used in the correct way.
I see. So, is there any other kind of metaphysical sort of transfer of tension in those sort of relationships, or am I reading that wrong?
Well, of course, that is the main one. But there are meditation can help.
I see.
But basically, if you want to free yourself on a spiritual level, then you must not block the base chakra.
What is the base chakra?
It is the sexual organ.
Okay, so the sexual
organ. In the male, it is the penis, and in the female, it is the vagina.
Okay.
Humanity, you know, is very wary of saying words like that.
Right. Please.
You'll get to hear more of it in the future.
Okay. Please feel free to say anything you want to say. As being a pirate radio station, we can do that.
Thank you.
So I don't want to sound too selfish here, but I know on your website you were able to tell people who they were in their past lives.
I need a great deal of energy for my channel to do that.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I unfortunately wouldn't, you would put me on the spot this evening here in Australia, because it is evening here.
Right.
It is late in the day, and Margaret, my channel, is very tired.
Okay.
So I would say to you, certainly, in the future, if you would like to partake of this discussion again, then perhaps it could be the first question up.
Okay, that'll work. Do you mind if we continue asking a few other questions? Are you still
no,
have the energy
they,
for it?
They would have to be not lengthy, and you must understand that Margaret hasn't partaken of a meal either.
Oh,
she doesn't eat before she does her channeling.
I definitely do appreciate all the work she's been doing.
Her body is starting to become a little agitated because it's hungry.
Okay.
That's fine. Please ask a few more questions.
Okay.
As long as they're not too lengthy an answer.
Okay. The first question I'd like to ask is, if all of the souls that are on the earth plane were created more at once, or if there's some souls that are older or younger than others?
Oh, yes. There are young souls and there are old souls. And if you are intuitive, you can tell them.
I see. Is there...
There are some babies that are born that are like old men and women. You only have to look at them and you think, gosh, they're an old soul.
I think I know what you mean.
Yes.
Is there a certain rate at which the creator or the universal energy creates souls, or is it at his discretion? Can you explain to me how that works?
It is at the ultimate being's discretion.
I see.
As souls move on through the dimensions, new souls are created.
I see. The other thing
you
I would...
know, can I just say to you...
Sure.
Also, I do apologize for interrupting you.
Oh, go. Feel free.
There are souls on who never see the earth plane. New souls who never see the earth plane. They serve their time as it's called in spirit.
Are there other planes similar to the earth planes where souls learn their lessons, or
yes,
is...
they are called dimensions.
I see.
And yes, there are many of them.
Okay. The last thing I wanted to ask you, unless you have something else to say about the other dimensions, you talked about being able to practice healing earlier. Can you tell me a little bit about how that works and how people can get the maybe the vibration necessary to heal themselves or to heal others?
Every soul on the earth plane has the ability to heal themselves.
Okay.
Every soul has the ability to receive the energy of the ultimate being. But if the chakras, which are the wheels of light within the body,
mm-hmm.
they are the spiritual connection to the glandular system. They coincide side by side with the glandular.
Okay.
If they are blocked with negative energy from past lives or this life, then the healing energy cannot go through as good as if they were free.
So the secret to healing is to first take out the negative energy that's blocking
your... But okay. Once you start to do that, the self, the devil within you, that the Christians call the devil, the self starts to become frightened because it has a comfort zone. It's very warm, snuggly, as you call it, in its comfort zone, like a little squirrel in the winter in its little hole.
Right.
And all of a sudden, you pull the blanket off the squirrel and take away its supply of nuts. And all of a sudden, it becomes panicky. Well, that's what happens to the self. The higher self knows where you have to go. It knows your destiny. It knows everything about your life and your future and your destiny. And it tries to lead you there. But the self is so frightened of losing what it has in the comfort zone that it fights the David and Goliath fight to stay the way it was. And if you have any fear or any doubt or any lack of confidence in your being, then you will find that the self will use it against you and stop you from moving forward.
I see. Well, that was the last question I had, and I know Margaret's probably getting very tired. So, before we finish talking, I'm wondering if there's anything else you'd like to say to the listeners here in Boulder, or if there's.
Do you know that I was there with Margaret in Denver, Colorado, in 1995?
Really?
I appeared on television with Margaret on Channel 4.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yes. And I tried to educate the citizens of Denver, but they weren't responsive.
Oh, that's too bad.
So I moved on then with Margaret to Los Angeles, and it was in Los Angeles that the growth came.
I see.
Now, please don't think it is your city, it is the city of Boulder that is a problem. You're not. It's just that they weren't ready for me. I was on a number of your commercial radio stations as well.
Really?
Well, I was there with Margaret, not speaking as I'm speaking now, but Margaret was speaking with me in her own voice. But I was so good, they had to get me off.
Yeah.
I don't mean to be facetious, but she was so good, you know, that they got frightened that she might become more popular than them. That's the ego for you, you see.
There's definitely a lot of radio personalities who have ego problems. I can guarantee you that.
Oh, yes. But anyway, it was fun while it lasted. And we drew an enormous audience. People are so interested in the psychic and the spiritual. It is a never-ending subject, sir.
That's why we're talking tonight, at least.
Yes. And I thank you for, I know Margaret told me today, I said to her, what time is it in Boulder? And she said, we'll be talking at midnight, Master. And I want to thank you for staying up.
Well, like you said, I'm a young man, so it's not so hard for me to stay up this late.
I hope, sir, that one day we can meet.
That would definitely be interesting. I'd like to do that.
Good. But for now, I would like to close.
Okay.
My channel is tiring, and I don't want to overtax her body. She has a very busy 2 work weeks in New Zealand.
Okay, I do want to thank you again, and please let Margaret and Peter know if they don't know already that they'd be welcome on the show again in the future.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. And good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, Master. Bye.
Right, so, oh, yeah, go ahead and turn up.